All right, hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, May 19th. It's currently 20 degrees, feels like feels like 16 degrees outside. For some reason, it's still getting colder, even with a little bit of a wind that we have here, but this isn't a weather podcast. And this isn't normally an interview podcast or discussion podcast or guest podcast, although sometimes I have guests, I guess. But for the first time, I have a random guest on the show, as I said a couple episodes ago, put out a call to see if anybody would want to be brave enough to pick up the Skype call and come on the show. And Bobby answered the call. So welcome to Dailyish, Bobby.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So I guess, first of all, since this isn't the weather podcast, we need to know what the weather's like in your world. What's going on?
Oh, I am actually in central Virginia in the U.S., and it is super hot and humid outside already.
Is it normal? April, where are we? Late April, I guess. That's normal?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're about mid-May.
Oh, mid-May, right.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is when it starts happening. We've still had a couple cool days, and I miss them greatly. I'm from Michigan, so this hot, humid weather about kills me.
Nice. And I guess, first of all, I'm curious, because I don't think we know each other outside of, this discussion. This is the first time we've ever chatted. So I'm curious how you discovered or came across Dailyish or Good Stuff, or what was the entry point to this whole crazy thing?
You know, I actually was thinking about that. I had to run into work today, so I came racing home to meet with you. And I was thinking on the way home, he's probably going to ask me that question. And I was thinking about it. And I think the first time I ever heard anything about Good Stuff was from Adam Clark on The Gently Mad.
Oh, yeah.
And he mentioned it. Yeah, so he mentioned it. And I went and looked it up online. And I looked up a couple of the shows. And I started listening to Dailyish. And that's been, oh my gosh, that's been a while ago now.
Nice.
It was before he left. It was before he left Goods.
Yeah, it's always fun. You never really, I guess you had mentioned in the whatever, I don't know if I want to call it application, but the appointment scheduling thing or whatever, that you don't use Twitter. So that's often like the quick, easy way to sort of look up and find connections to things. And so you don't really, as podcasters, anyways, we don't really know where or who is actually out there listening that all that often, because it's just like a download number or whatever, for lack of a better word, that shows up. So
yeah.
Do you listen to a lot of podcasts or?
I go back and forth. I commute about an hour. So during that commute, I often listen to podcasts. I have a 14-year-old son who I homeschool. So he's often with me. When I go to work, I take him with me all but one day a week. So that kind of limits what I can listen to. We listen to a lot of science and history, but I listen to you actually in the morning. So I have my podcast update at 2 a.m. every night and on my phone. And then in the morning, when I get up and make breakfast or anything, I check and see if there's a Dailyish. And if there is, I listen to it.
That's hilarious. Because it's still one of those things that, well, podcasting in general for me, it still feels like a thing that maybe my mom listens to and occasionally my wife or my family would listen to. But it's funny to think about that dumb things I say are being broadcast in someone's home, which obviously I know is happening because there's I'm being a little self-deprecating, but
no, actually, you know, it's funny because I live in rural Virginia, kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I work at a university. So it's pretty progressive there, but where I live, it is not. It's pretty conservative out here, and I am not conservative at all. So I feel like I hide in the middle of my 16 acres and not a lot of people, like our neighbors, we know who they are. We wave in the car, you know, that's about it. So it's really nice. This is going to sound weird, but I really like listening to your podcast because it's nice to feel like, oh, I get to talk to somebody else about how their day went, except I'm not talking, just you are. Right.
Well, except until this episode now. How is your day? What's your what's your Dailyish like?
Oh my gosh, I know. Finally, it's a two-ended conversation, huh? No. So usually, you know, my days consist of running around a lot. Homeschooling my son and him being 14, I try to get him around other kids a lot. And so he has things that he does most days. He also is on the autism spectrum. So he has a group that he does for social skills. He's about to start seeing a counselor because, you know, he's 14. So he's got all his hormones. He's 6 feet tall now. I can't believe it. And he is so negative all the time. He gets really down on himself. So I've been looking around trying to find someone for him to talk to. So that starts tomorrow, which I'm really excited about. So that's my boring life. You know, I do computer work when I'm at work. I used to teach web design. I loved teaching web design, but they retired my program.
Oh, shoot.
Big tears. I know. So, well, they found me another position, and I work this weird schedule, and I have to bring my son to work, and I'm just really happy they accommodated that.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Is the homeschooling part of the reason, like, or the autism, I guess, right, is part of the reason for homeschooling?
Well, he was actually in public school through sixth grade, and part of the problem is we live in the middle of nowhere, and so it's a really rural school, so they don't have a lot of resources for kids who are on the autism spectrum like he is. So we got him through fifth grade, you know, elementary school here, up through fifth grade is elementary school, then sixth grade through eighth grade is middle school, and then ninth through 12th is high school. So we got him through fifth grade. Everything went pretty well. Now realize I volunteered at the school, so I was there, you know, a lot. And I'm a very hands-on mom, so if they didn't do things right, I was right up there talking to them. So I don't think they were sad to see me go, but then he went to sixth grade in middle school, and it was so different. I don't know how they handle any of this in Canada, but in here, so first through fifth grade, you have one teacher most of the day. They have like a music teacher or, you know, like a computer lab teacher, but mainly they're with one teacher. So if you work with that one teacher and you get them to understand what your child needs, then you're golden, you know, because that's the main person they're dealing with. Then we went to middle school, where the day is broken up into six different periods where you are dealing with six different people. And he just so happened to get an English teacher who was sarcastic. Now, I have no problem with sarcastic people. Children on the spectrum do not grok sarcasm at all.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he just thought she was mean. So it was
terrible
year. I mean, terrible. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, he was overheard talking about killing himself. I mean, terrible. And so at the end of that year, I went, okay, we're not doing that anymore. So I pulled him out. So I homeschooled him last year and this year. And it's going pretty well. You know, I mean, but he has all the issues teenagers do. And here I am going on and on about my child thinking, Bobby, this is not a podcast about children. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No, that's my children come into it as well. So it's not.
I guess you do talk about your kids too, don't you? All right. Now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. No, it's okay. And that's the reason why. And hopefully whoever listens to this if you're out there listening and want to come on the show and think you don't have anything interesting to talk about, I don't have anything interesting to talk about either. And I still do this thing. So you can join me in being uninteresting together. But as we discovered, it's kind of fun just to see who's out there and what's going on.
I also have a 25-year-old son and a 2-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't think of myself as someone old enough to have a grandchild, let me tell you.
That's what I tweeted the other day about, just like last night, actually. I said, holy crap, I'm a dad. And I have my oldest is 7, almost 8, so it's not new, but it's still, I think, yeah. Kids or grandkids have a way of kind of like reminding you sometimes of how much time has actually passed.
Oh my gosh. My son being 6 feet tall, who's 14, I was in the store just last week. I was in a store shopping with my husband and my son, and I looked around and did not find my son. He was standing right there. I did not recognize him. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, but I can totally see that. Yeah. As little as our kids are relative to 6 feet tall, I can, I'm sure at least one of them, I'm 6'2 almost, or 6'1, and I'm sure one of them will get a little bit of height anyways. And yeah, it'll be weird to see them as grown adults. They're still, even our 7-year-old, I still kind of forget and have to remind myself that he's actually grade 2 and not the little kid that I think of him as sometimes. You said your grandchild is 2, right? You said?
Yes.
So that's sort of 2 years of that experience, adjusting to that life.
Oh, that is awesome. It is awesome. I love her so much. She is so sweet. You know, so here's, ready? Your podcast is about to turn into a sob story. Ready? No.
Okay.
My son, who's 25, I love him so much. He has only ever held his daughter 3 times. He's making some really bad decisions about this whole thing. And I don't, you know, he's 25. I don't parent him anymore. You just kind of give them advice and hope for the best.
Yeah.
So I see her every other weekend. We get her overnight, and we have access to her whenever we want. Her mom and I are friends, and so I'm in her life very much, even if he isn't.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting, because it's
yeah.
You're the in-laws, as it were, or whatever. I don't know what the
Yes, and you know, here's the crazy thing. We're not even related to her on paper. My son is not on her birth certificate.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
But it's good to have the family, I was going to say family connections, but good to have a family connection anyways to go yes. to and, yeah, offer some stability that way, that's for sure.
Yeah, her mom is really happy to have us in her life. So I'm so relieved because I really, that could have gone much differently, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel really lucky. Yeah. So it's great. I went and spent about 5 hours with her on Mother's Day, and she's just adorable. That is such an awesome age.
Nice. Yeah. We have a 2.5-year-old and she's, yeah, adorable / torture, but
yes,
but especially I can see as a grandparent being able to pass them back. It's nice.
You know, I got to tell you, I've heard that saying before, but I never properly appreciated it until now.
Definitely.
I only have to make other people's food and fill other people's sippy cups and stuff for a few hours every other week. Other than that, I have children who take care of themselves, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yes, we're definitely jealous of that stage of of being able to just have conversations whenever you want and not be in, I guess your older kids probably still can interrupt your life, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I wish my 25-year-old would interrupt my life more. Yeah. He has actually kind of disappeared from it because I think, you know, I'm always happy to see him and I text him. He's like the only person I text. I like technology. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a total Luddite, but smartphones annoy the heck out of me. I don't like having people expect me to answer them right away all the time. Isn't that silly? I'm like, I'm telling you how old I am now.
Oh, no, but I agree. That's, yeah.
But it's just maddening. But I will, if I get a text, I look at it right away, hoping it's him. So I don't know. I don't even, you know, I know what city he lives in. He's about 2 hours away from where I live, but he won't even tell me exactly where he lives. He's just in this weird phase of independence where he doesn't want me that much in his business, you know?
Yeah.
It's really hard. I got to tell you.
Yeah, that would be. I can't imagine. I only have our 7-year-old as our oldest, 7, 5, and 2. And I can't imagine a situation that would, and I'm sure you probably felt similar when he was 7 or 5 or 2 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Can't imagine a situation that would ever arise where they would not want to be around you or whatever, but, or they wouldn't let you be around them or whatever.
Yes. But, yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Hear stories and yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, sometimes it just feels super surreal. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. And there's, yeah, I have some interesting situations with family, extended family stuff, kids and exes and divorces and things. And you just remember 5 years ago and think, okay, we didn't know that this was going to actually happen and how this was all going to play out. And it's kind of crazy to think that has happened.
That is so true. Oh my gosh. I can't, you know, it's so weird. I love my kids so much. My kids are 11 years apart. So it's like I have two only children, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And I remember when Dustin was his age and I remember thinking, oh, Dustin's going to go to college and Dustin's going to this, Dustin's going to that. And I mean, he has done the exact opposite.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay, I guess I don't know as much as I thought I did. That's probably the big lesson I learned as I got older. You know, I really don't know as much as I thought I did. And that's probably a good lesson, right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's probably a good good spot to end too. And
recognizing that.
No, no. It's easy for some reason in this medium, in real life, I'm not that chatty, but in this medium, it's easy to carry on conversations. So I'm sure we could chat for a long time and maybe we'll have maybe I'll never get another guest to come on and I'll just call you back every so often when I need inspiration or ideas. So.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to you again. Thank you for having me.
So normally the way sometimes podcast ends this way where they say anything that you want to promote or link to or whatever, but do you have a Twitter? No, you don't know. You're not on Twitter, but you said anything that you want to promote or link to?
You know what's funny? Actually, I bought Adam's podcasting class when he was selling it before.
Oh, nice.
You know, and I want to start a podcast about children on the autism spectrum.
There you go.
I haven't done it, so I don't have anything to advertise, but I'm really hoping to get there.
You have to let me know if it comes out.
I will. I will let you know if I ever do end up putting something together.
And you were one of the people who responded a while back. I was sort of fretting or wondering about changing the music. And you were one of the people who responded saying you'd like the intro music. Mainly because it was consistent, I think, is what you said. Like, it's sort of familiar, right?
Yes, and I love it. It's also not, like, jarring. It's I like that piece of music, yes.
Okay.
But I'm a creature of habit, realize. So I'm somebody, I can eat the same thing every day, you know. So
right.
If you change it, I won't stop listening, I promise. It's, I'm not that, you know, silly about things.
Yeah, well, I hope nobody was that intense about it. But
oh, my gosh, I know, right? Get a new hobby, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap up this episode of Daily Ish. If you would like to be so bold as Bobby was to come on and be a guest on the future episode of Daily Ish, you won't have to bear as much of your soul as Bobby did, or you can if we want to. It doesn't really matter. You're my guest, I guess. And so there'll be a link in the show notes at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/95 is this particular episode. Calendly, which is a hard word to say, calendly.com/iChris/dailyish is the direct link, if you can type that fast enough. How was that process to book in, Bobby? Was that
it was wonderful. It went very smoothly. Yep.
It's a pretty slick little app that does that
it
for
is.
Me.
Yep.
And you can always hit me up on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff is goodstuff_FM. And my email is chris@goodstuff.fm too, if you have any questions or comments or don't like the music. Or whatever the case may be. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.